Hello and welcome to today's episode of Dr. Simone's Mindspace. Today I'm going to talk to you about my global research project, which is on fertility and fertility plans around the world. How do women decide over their bodies and their reproductive health choices? A global, extremely relevant question many governments wrap their heads around. In globalized societies, fewer and fewer women decide to have kids. And if they do so, postpone it to much later than in the past. A situation that follows with its consequences. Women naturally deciding to have fewer kids, but in addition, having lower birth rates or lower rates of success, that means, is resulting obviously in lower birth rates, but lower chances when postponing to have kids. And therefore the success rate is lower as well, because the older we get, the lower the fertility. And so that is one of the reasons, obviously among others, why the fertility rate dropped, and in terms of fertility birth rate dropped. The global multi-centered research study I'm running on women's fertility plans is focusing particularly on China, Sweden, Switzerland, and the US, and asks women about their reproductive decision making and potential options they have or they consider to have or not have. The Swedish welfare state assumes that it's easy to have children. How do governments incentivize a child policy, for example, parental leave, financial support, that impacts family planning of young people in childbearing age? This is a really, really relevant question. And we have seen, despite the Swedish welfare state, that even there, the birth rate dropped significantly. So even if you have all the options in the world, and also a situation for women that is much better than in many other countries, women still decide not to have children or not to have as many as before. Therefore, women in today's world choose to get pregnant later in life in order to invest in themselves and their careers and education. And so that means family planning comes later, and therefore fewer kids if they even are able to have kids. So is there a shift in the attitude towards egg freezing as well, regarding the postponing of family planning to the future? And is there a difference between men and women when it comes to egg freezing? So if it is not possible to get pregnant, what do women and men think? How do they feel about that? And what are couples willing to invest for having a child? And also, quite trendy, why do women not want to have any children? Because this is a global trend too, and not only women. Why do men and women not want children? Why do young men decide to stay single for the rest of their lives, by choice, and women as well? And how do young women and men define family? How do young people in childbearing age describe what expectations there are of being a family? That is a very important question. Results of the study aim to inform public health officials, governments, companies, and families and individual women and men themselves. We aim to improve women's reproductive health care experience and reduce a constraint on either side of their family planning choices, made to have or not have children. If you have any inputs or feedback or ideas when it comes to this global research project, or if you're curious to hear more about it, don't hesitate to reach out. I'm very happy I could share this with you, and I hope we have some interesting results coming up soon. Next week, I'm flying to China to run further initiations of this global project. So I'm very excited to go there and get things ready. So thank you again for listening, and I wish you a wonderful day and a happy evening for those who are in Europe. Take care and talk soon. Bye.